Good morning, Rav Tzvi Chayyim, Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Siman Yud Beis. So the Chayyim starts off Noshim Chayyabis Bavdola Kishem Chayyabis Bekiddush. According to the Rambam, Shita, they made a Raisha Yermakish Zachar L'Shomer. So it's a very strong argument that women are Chayyab in Abdullah, just like they're Chayyab in Kiddush. And that's a Chayyab the Raisha, according to the Rambam. Ach Yesh Armim. The Havdalah ain't a tzluya b'shmir Shabbos, even though we have a zacher b'shomer hekish. V'im kain ain't a b'chlal kol sheyesh b'shmira yesh b'zchira. They argue, the second opinion argues and says that halacha that whoever's in zacher, whoever's in shomer is also in zacher is referring to on Shabbos itself. But during the weekday, the chol, it's while you're being shomer, you also have a chiv to be zacher. That's how they understand it. So that's true while you're on Shabbos. Shmira is limited to Shabbos. We mentioned way back when in the beginning of the Hilchos Shabbos that Zohar is relevant during the week as well. But Shomer obviously is only relevant, the Losa states of Shabbos only on Shabbos itself. They understand the Hekesh is while you're on Shabbos, which is you have a Chiyuv Shmira, you also have a Chiyuv of Schira. But during the weekday, there's no such din. So now we get back to, it's a mitzvah, let's say, shazman groma. I mean, women are part of from a mitzvah, let's say, shazman groma. So that's the yesh armor, that women are not chayiv in Havdalah. If I have a mitzvah, let's say, shazman groma, who paturis? Begam ein bo asiya ela bracha levad. There's a second argument, which some poskim say, that the reason why noshim are not chayiv in Havdalah is because that which the women are chayiv in certain mitzvahs, asay, is because there's element of asiyah involved in them. There's something to do. But just the mirror alone, just words alone, women are not chayiv. So what do? We have these sushitas. So many paiskim assume that the women are chayiv. The Mishmur is going to assume that women are chayiv in Havdalah. The chayadim is, which is approach which also many poskim take, is it's a suffix. So what's the solution? You have a suffix bracha. So me suffix, women cannot make their own havdalah. They should have a man be moitzi them. According to the first shita, they can make their own havdalah. According to the second shita, they can't. So you have a suffix bracha. So the best thing to do is have somebody else be moitzi you, somebody who's varechayiv. Should be moitzi them. So that's the appropriate approach, is that women should have somebody else be moitzi them. Now, El Yishmu Havdalah Me'ish. Now, Mushum Hachi, the Chayyim takes it a step further and says the following. That there's a concept known as Arvus. Arvus means that I have a chiyuv to do a mitzvah, and even when I've already fulfilled my mitzvah, I have a chiyuv to make sure that you do the mitzvah independent of my chiyuv. So therefore, man to man, for argument's sake, let's be a simple case, even though I've already said Kiddush, I can mitzvah you in Kiddush. How can I say Kiddush when I'm not already said Kiddush? I have a chiyuv for your chiyuv, and therefore I'm allowed to say Kiddush again a second time for your chiyuv. A man said Abdullah already, and now he's coming home and saying Abdullah for his wife. He said that they asked him to say Abdullah in the shul. He already said Abdullah in the shul. And now he's coming home and saying Abdullah for his wife. He said Abdullah at home for his family. And then the neighbor, they realize that the neighbor's husband is out of town. And she comes over and asks that he should say Abdullah for her. So how would that work? How could he do that? Well, the Arbus, he can say Abdullah for her chiyuv. But according to this, we're not sure if she has a chiyuv. So what should you do? So if you assume that the Iker Pesach is a woman or chayiv, so there's a din of arvus, and he can be moitzi her. If you assume that women are not chayiv, like the second shita, he cannot be moitzi her. He cannot say the bracha, because since she's not chayiv in Havdalah, so he cannot say Havdalah for her. There's no arvus in that situation. Therefore, Mishumachi also leisha kavar hivdol lahavdol b'shul noshim kiman shem b'turis. So, The Chayyim says, now the Mishabura again is going to pass him like the Ikrashita, that is, women are chayiv, and therefore a man is able to emergency a woman, even though he himself is already yotze, because a woman is chayiv, so then he has a din of arvus for her chayiv. We'll maybe see more about that in the next year. But meanwhile, the Chayyim finishes off and says like this, so women are putter from Abdullah, women are putter from taking a lulav, and they take a lulav and they make a bracha. It says mandroma, they're not chayiv in it, but they make a bracha on it. Women are putter from Sfiras Omer, many women make a bracha on Sfiras Omer. So we have a rule, even though a woman is putter, she's allowed to say a bracha like an enemy of a voice. Just like by other tzaseishas man groma, the women undertake to make the bracha, do the mitzvah, make the bracha, and they're allowed to do that. So over here also, they're allowed to do that. So practically, women can say Abdullah for themselves. A man being made to them gets involved in this machlokes, and if they have an option of a woman hearing from a man or saying from herself, for herself, a man who was not yotze yet, we would give preference to her hearing from a man to avoid relying on this opinion. So that's the approach of the Chayyim. We'll clarify the Mishabura's opinion in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.